In 2008, a 23-year-old Mark Zuckerberg was looking for a partner to make Facebook profitable, so he hired Sheryl Sandberg. Since then, Facebook's reach has grown to more than 2.2 billion monthly users. It's worth more than $500 billion. But with all the scandals this year for Facebook, Sandberg's leadership has been under scrutiny. And some have even extended that scrutiny to her branded feminism platform, Lean In, based on her 2013 book. Sandberg has been front and center in the response to allegations of foreign interference and disinformation campaigns on the platform. Here she is testifying before Congress back in September.
We have been investing very heavily in people, in our systems, in decreasing the dissemination of fake news, in transparency.
Issy Lepowski is a senior writer for Wired, and I asked her how much responsibility does Sandberg bear in Facebook scandals?
She bears tons of responsibility. She's the number two at arguably the most powerful company in the world, and this company has had a lot of problems recently, a lot of them resting on her shoulders. Sheryl heads up PR and communications for Facebook. They all report to her. She's responsible for building Facebook's advertising business, which has obviously been beleaguered and riddled with issues, including Russian trolls buying ads and other types of misinformation spreading through ads. She's been tasked with managing Facebook's relationship with Washington, which isn't going all that well. So I think that there's a lot that's falling on her shoulders. And obviously, new reporting that's come out from the New York Times suggests that she was really sort of the puppet master when Facebook was trying to manage its response to the Russian interference. And she was sort of there responding to reports she was getting from her own staff saying, okay, let's just leave that private for now. Let's keep that between us for now. And it comes up again and again that she was sort of saying, let's not name Russia just yet. Let's not go public to the board with this just yet, despite calls from her own staff to sort of go public with this information they had.
Let's talk a little bit about the latest allegations against Sandberg specifically and Facebook. There were charges, the New York Times wrote about this, that they had hired a company to do essentially a smear campaign. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So they hired a company called Definers Public Affairs. And this is a company that is part public relations firm, part opposition research firm. And essentially, Definers went out there at Facebook's request and started researching Facebook's critics and its competitors. And among those critics was George Soros, who is a backer of a new organization called Freedom from Facebook that has been really critical of Facebook and has shown up at these hearings that Facebook executives have appeared at. And so Facebook was saying, who is behind this group? And Definers finds that, hey, George Soros is, and starts seeding this information to reporters, including myself. And
So you were one of the reporters that got the pitch?
Of course, yeah.
What was the pitch?
Well, I can't say too much, but it was just, you know, you should be looking into these organizations, Freedom from Facebook, Open Markets Institute. They're positioning themselves as grassroots organizations, but in reality, they're backed by these billionaires. And I think, to defend them a little bit, I think in their mind, it was a straightforward campaign finance story, right? No different from if they said it's backed by the Koch brothers. But the challenge is we're at a time where George Soros has become this boogeyman of the alt-right, and especially it came at a time when George Soros had just received a mail bomb to his home. And I think it's interesting because when the news first broke, Mark Zuckerberg came out and said, you know, I didn't know anything about this. Sheryl didn't know anything about this. This was a company using dirty Washington tactics. This is not okay for Facebook. But really what's emerged since then is they were doing this at Facebook's request. The night before Thanksgiving, Facebook's head of comms, who was actually leaving the company, put out a blog post that said, yes, we did hire this firm. We did explicitly ask them to do these things. After this blog post published, Sheryl Sandberg added a little addendum. I want to reiterate, this was the night before Thanksgiving, saying, you know what, I didn't initially recognize the name Definers, but since I've looked into it, since my team has looked into it, I did receive some of the materials that they worked on. I was included on some emails regarding them. I think all reporters who cover Facebook thought it was pretty strange that the top two people at Facebook wouldn't have any idea about something we all knew about.
So there's also, Sheryl Sandberg has another layer to her experience, and that revolves around this other juggernaut that she's created, which is the Lean In, the book and her philosophy. I want to play a clip for you from Sheryl speaking at Davos in 2012.
We don't raise our daughters to be as ambitious as our sons. Little girls are called bossy. Anyone at Davos was a girl who was called bossy? If you got to Davos, you were that. I was.
But lately, because of Sheryl Sandberg's, front and center at the issues surrounding Facebook, there have been a number of criticisms of her, not just as the COO of Facebook, but also this issue of, really discrediting everything about Lean In. There was an article in The Nation last week that said, Lean In has been discredited for good because of Sheryl Sandberg's recent, activities. So are those two things linked? Should we be linking them?
I think that there are two ways to look at it. I think if you're being generous to Sheryl Sandberg, you would say she is a singular figure in business in America. She is, as I said, the number two person at the most powerful company in the world. And women don't have a lot of examples of that. And certainly women in tech don't have a lot of examples of that. And the fact that she's used that platform and that power to advocate for and to educate women about assuming those roles, I think, is important and can't be taken away from her. If you're not going to be generous to her, you would say that she is a shrewd, strategic business person who protects herself and her company at all costs and has done everything she can to burnish her reputation, and Lean In is one of those ways she's burnished her reputation, and we shouldn't allow that to paper over the fact or blind us to the fact that she has made some really poor decisions as COO of this tremendously powerful company.
Is there any indication that Sheryl Sandberg may be planning to leave Facebook? There have been rumors that she's been selling off stock. What's your sense there? And is there an internal support for Sandberg? Is there internal rebellion right now? What do we know?
What we know from some reporting is that there have been some employees speaking out against Sheryl Sandberg. But I also want to note it's not just Sheryl Sandberg. The morale at Facebook has fallen dramatically. The Wall Street Journal reported on an internal survey that showed just about half of employees are optimistic about the company's future. A year before, it was something like 80-some percent. So that's fallen dramatically. I haven't seen any indication that Sheryl Sandberg is leaving. Certainly, that's not what Mark Zuckerberg was messaging in his call with reporters. He said, "I've worked with Sheryl Sandberg for a long time. She's been a great partner, and she will continue to be." He said, "I hope I can work with her for decades." So that's obviously a strong show of faith from him.
I do also want to mention that we did here at The Takeaway reach out to both Sheryl Sandberg and Facebook for our reporting and have not yet received a response. Issy Lopowski is a senior writer for Wired. Thanks so much.
Thank you.